Clearly the Lord was pushing me rather than me directing myself. But it was very good and very happy, and I loved it.
Had there been any changes in your diabetes during this period we've talked about?
I don't think there'd been any major changes. I had had one or two infections that I had sort of picked up, usually picked up in from people in casualty. Because again, at the Seamen's Hospital, the seamen used to come in at high tide into the Port of London, and you would see people with many, many and very varied acute illnesses. And one used to have to go down to the casualty department there to cope with these, and some of the illnesses they had were bizarre, to say the least of it. And I can remember I picked up a real good old-fashioned pneumococcal pneumonia from one of the seamen. It was picked up, of course, very quickly by my colleagues and treated very quickly, and I don't think I was ill for more than a day or two. I don't remember that anyway as being a prolonged illness. It was a good place to work, the Seamen's Hospital. I'm sorry it's closed.
Did you have any regular checkups for diabetes?
At that time, no, not at all. Life was too busy. Life was much too busy. My boss, Alec Wingfield, he used to run the diabetic clinic at the Seamen's Hospital and at Willesden. The Seamen's Hospital diabetic clinic, of course, was pretty tiny because no diabetic seaman got kept on as a seaman very long. Sometimes you got people like engineers who were diabetics, and I can remember on one occasion a sea captain who was a diabetic. I'm not sure, looking back on it, whether his diabetes was newly diagnosed or not, but I can remember him coming in from his ship, accompanied by his first officer, in pre-coma. But I don't for the life of me remember whether he'd been treated as a diabetic previously or not. I can remember that the Shipping Federation people retired him with great speed, and he was terribly distressed by that. However...
When you did treat people with diabetes before you specialised in rheumatism, did your own diabetes have any relevance?
I suppose it did, because I suppose it helped me to have a little bit of insight into the difficulties people were having. I know that I used to spend quite a lot of time talking to newly diagnosed diabetics about their disease. I'm not sure that at that time that was very commonly done. I may be misjudging people by saying that, but people I can remember being really rather grateful that one had taken time and trouble to talk to them. But other than that, I don't think it made an enormous difference. I did at that time become really rather skilled at doing blood sugars, because you always had to do these yourself during the night. And of course you didn't have any of the kits. You had to do it all in the laboratory with 5 mils of blood and spinning it off and goodness knows what. But I got rather skilled at that. I could do them very smartly indeed. However...
This is for yourself or for your patients?
Mainly for the patients. I mean, I occasionally did one for myself, though I've never found it very easy to take 5 mil of blood from myself. It's not the easiest of tasks, and I've never quite understood how heroin addicts manage to get needles into their own veins so readily. I could never get needles into my own veins with ease.